Well, nestled between dioramas of African wildlife, a new art installation at the California Academy of Science. It's titled Leo Nakesho, and it transports visitors to the bustling city streets of Tanzania's largest city of Dar es Salaam. For more now, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Walter Katundu, a multidisciplinary artist and educator. Walter, thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit about the background and the concept behind this work?
Well, yeah, I was an Osher Fellow for the Cal Academy of Sciences and just sort of tasked with creating an artwork or some sort of artistic intervention with the museum. And when I got a tour of African Hall, it sort of touched on a lot of things that I've in my memories, because I grew up in East Africa, I grew up in Dar es Salaam, and I realized that there was a lot that was missing. And I think I wanted to find a way to create an artistic intervention, to put something in the space that would ground people in the sort of lived realities of people on the other side of the planet. Because a lot of times these diorama halls are sort of these picturesque, sort of idyllic nature scenes at a distance. And historically, they have kind of a problematic and extractive history. And so I wanted to do something that was of the place, from the place, that felt like more personal, but people could have feel like they had a little bit more of a direct connection.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really interesting. I've been to Dar es Salaam, but it was actually just at the airport on the stopover to Arusha. And mm-hmm. I feel as if a lot of times with Africa, especially here in this country, when you see, art installations, pictures, people talk about things, it always involves animals and safaris, that sort of thing, but not really the people of Africa.
Right.
I mean, touch on that a little bit in terms of this work in particular.
Yeah, I think people often have a very narrow view of the continent and its inhabitants. And, I don't think the educational system in this country does anything to dissuade them from that. And then there's a lot of things, there's a kind of lack of specificity. If somebody's gone to any part of the continent on vacation or have taken a trip, they usually come back and say, I went to Africa. But they don't mention the country. They don't mention the city. They don't mention the village or the people that they were with. It's usually seen as enough in this country just to say Africa. But nobody says, I went on holiday in Eurasia. They usually say, I went to Bali or I went to Thailand, or they mention something specific. And I think that lack of specificity, to me, it sort of implies a lack of motivation to learn and understand more about a place with, a billion people in it and, over 50 countries. And so I just wanted to narrow the focus down to something specific, to think about a particular shopkeeper in a particular place in a particular district in Dar es Salaam, just to remind people that it's important to be specific and to have that kind of level of attention to detail and curiosity.
Is that how you feel that your installation addresses that curated view of Africa you're talking about? I mean, you feel as if it really broadens it and hopefully broadens people's minds?
Well, that's a good question. I'm also presenting something that's pretty specific. And so I'm hoping that it just makes people ask questions about maybe why they haven't noticed something or been aware of something before. And I'm telling a particular story as well. I think I'm well positioned to tell this story because I grew up there and I've lived here and I've sort of navigated the rift between the two spaces and sort of I understand what's lacking in terms of people's connection and knowledge of places on the continent here in this country. So I am trying to just kind of interrupt, normally if you have narrow views of the continent and you walk through that hall, they're not really going to be troubled. So I'm trying to kind of interrupt that and maybe create the space for possibility and deeper understanding.
Yeah, and for people maybe to ask a few more questions. I mean, I said a while back, I can't remember who I was talking to, my husband and I were traveling and we were over in France and we turned on the evening news and I was really shocked. I'm like, wow, this really shows the lack of information we have in this country about Africa. I mean, so much of the news over there was covering, different countries in Africa. So I would imagine that even this kind of work, this what you're doing is really just kind of opening minds people to there's a lot more to the continent and all these countries than you know what you might think.
Yeah, I hope it does that. I truly do. And when I've traveled as well, and I tend to end up having really interesting and expansive conversations with people who have learned about, you know, different countries on the continent in the same sort of level of detail and specificity that Americans learn about European countries. You know, there's an idea that the people in Africa are contributing members of like a global society. And I feel like that sort of education is not necessarily prioritized here. The U.S. is often very inward looking. So I'm just trying to find a way to connect with the place where I grew up, connect people to these ideas, and African Hall is a really sort of beautiful and complicated setting, and I feel like it's a nice opportunity to get people to start to ask these questions, start to reflect on some of these issues.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah. Tell our listeners what they should know about visiting. I mean, how long will the installation be up? What is it they need to know?
Well, it's in Tushar African Hall, and it will be up for a maximum of 1 year. So there's a little bit of time to go and see it. It's not necessarily meant to be like sort of aggressively engaged with. It's a piece where there are a lot of sort of delicate items and objects and things placed, and I think it's more about like coming across its presence and taking a really careful look at what's present, because I think there are a lot of I've put a lot of things in the work that tell kind of little micro stories about the shopkeeper, about, you know, you can ask questions about why certain objects are in the installation and wonder about the history of other pieces and elements of the work. And there are also little QR codes in the work that are hidden that if you scan with your phone, you'll be able to hear an interview about the piece and read more about it. So I just invite people to come in and think about the sort of intersection of this piece in this particular hall, and hopefully it allows people to then think a little bit more critically about the other exhibits that they encounter in the space.
Fantastic. Walter, mm-hmm. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. And that was artist and educator Walter Katundu. He's talking about his installation at the California Academy of Science.